All right, praise the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 2. The Bible says it like this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what?
Finisher.
And the finisher of what? Our faith. Now notice this next part. Who for the what?
Joy.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yes.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I like to share this message that God gave me some time back, a ways back, but I felt it on my heart today. I want to preach on the choice to rejoice. Amen?
Yes, God.
Would you ask the Lord to help us one more time? Father, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to be in your house. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for what we feel. God, thank you for this precious word today. God, I'm just asking for the anointing of the Holy Ghost for the next few minutes to help us to deliver the word. God, to be a help to somebody. God, that, Lord, that we would leave here today with a greater knowledge of you. Lord, knowing that you, Lord, have been in this place. And you meet us in these altars. And Lord, we will not fail to give you the praise and the honor and the glory. And the church shouted amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 42 or 3. I'm one of the, I've never forgot. But I'm going to tell you, there's been times in my life that I have felt the enemy try to steal my joy.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just going to be honest with you. The past few years, there's been an attack.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Against the children of the Lord, saints of God. Anybody ever felt like your joy just was running low? Amen.
Yeah.
And I got to looking into this, and I got to thinking, I got to pondering one day, man, why don't I have the joy that I'm supposed to have? Why is the joy not bubbling in my soul? I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm preaching. I'm singing. I'm praying. Amen.
Yes.
But Lord, there's times I just don't feel the joy that when I read the word that I should be feeling. And I got to reading one day, and I got to this verse, and I've read it many times, but I got to just pondering on the fact that Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, God.
The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And how many knows that in the hour that we are living, there's many directions, there's many things, there's many situations that we can easily get our eyes turned to. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But how many knows the text instructs us where we are to look to? He said, looking unto Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, there's ever an hour the enemy would love to deter us from looking unto Jesus. It's today. But I'm glad that we have the Word of God, the roadmap of how, amen, that we need to position our view. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm telling you, the enemy would love to distract us from looking unto him. But there's a reason that he instructs us to look unto Jesus. Because there's something about looking unto Jesus that when we look unto Jesus, we lose view of all the other distractions around us. Amen. Listen, the writer, he is instructing us that we need to do everything that we possibly can to keep our focus upon the Lord. Amen. When the distractions come, when the discouragement comes, when that feeling of defeat comes, amen, we are to what? We got to keep looking unto Jesus. I want you to know, it's not always easy. I found myself many times with my view distracted, but I found that the Word always kind of readjusts my view. Every time I read the Word, there's something in this Word that gives me what I need to continue on. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad for the Word of God today. How about you? I'm glad for the help, amen, that the Lord tries to give us. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to preach on the choice to rejoice this morning. Amen. One man said it like this. He said, if problems stalk your life like a shadow on a sunny day, leaving you drained and discouraged, he said, then by God's grace, look unto Jesus for the strength that you need. He said if pain racks your body like the sting from a viper or a scorch from a flame, leaving you in despair and distress, he said then look up to Jesus for a soothing care. He said if panic grips you like a leech in a swamp or a tick on a deer, leaving you in dread and desperation, he said then look unto Jesus for the serenity and the stillness that you need. He said if pessimism robbed you of your joy like a thief cleaned out a bank, leaving you depressed, I feel the Holy Ghost, and doubtful, he said then look unto Jesus for the satisfaction and the stimulation that your spirit needs. He said if pandemonium rocks your life with confusion like a storm-tossed ship on a raging sea, leaving you distracted, he said then look unto Jesus for the stability and the sharpness of your mind. I'm telling you, we got to look unto him. I said we got to look unto him because there's only one way that's going to give us stability and serenity that we need. We got to continue to look unto the one who can give us what we need.
I'm telling you, there's been times in my life,
even as a preacher, we know the word of God, and we've been preached here, and we've preached to others, but there's times in our life, Brother Jason, that the enemy just zooms in. Amen. Seems like he hovers on your door. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there's been times where I just didn't feel the joy that I wanted to feel, that I knew I was supposed to feel. Oh, I'm going somewhere, if you'll help me. Amen. That word looking, it indicates that we are to be doing it right now, in the present. And not only right now, but we are to continue to look to him. Amen. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Y'all catching this right here? Now watch. He endured the cross, despising the shame.
Yes.
Man, now, it takes me a minute sometimes to get this.
Bless him, Lord.
He's going to the cross.
Yes.
But he looked beyond the cross. He looked to joy.
That's it.
You mean there was joy? He was looking to joy when he's going through sorrow.
Bless him, Lord.
Holy God.
Listen, he did not find joy in the event itself.
Right.
He did not find joy in the feeling of hanging on the cross.
Right.
But he found joy in the guaranteed outcome.
Yes, God.
It was not joy when they nailed him to that cross.
Right.
It was not joy when they put the thorns upon his head.
Right.
It was not joy when they pierced him in his side. But who for the joy that was set before him, he endured some things. Oh, praise the Lord. Just because that he was the Son of God did not transcend the pain of the nails that were in his hands. It was just as painful. But because he had purpose and because he knew why he came, he could look beyond the pain and he could look beyond the agony. He looked beyond to the joy that was before him. Hallelujah. Listen, he wasn't surprised by the shame. He wasn't surprised by the suffering. He wasn't surprised by the pain or the jeering or the ridiculing. He knew what he was going to face, but he also knew of what the outcome was going to be. Oh, glory to God. He knew of the suffering, but he also knew that there was joy on the other side of the suffering. Hallelujah. He knew what the pain was, but he also knew that joy would soon follow the pain. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you this morning, I want you to understand, while I was looking into all of this, I found out something that I never looked at.
And I'm fixing to share it with you.
Woo! Joy is a focus before it is ever a feeling.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Right.
Think about that. Joy is a choice.
Choice.
It is a focus before it's ever a feeling.
Yes, God.
He proved it. He did it. Looking unto Jesus. See, offering things are who for the joy that was set before him. He focused on the joy that would soon follow.
Right.
Well, it wasn't joy. Oh, praise the Lord. The feeling on the cross was not joy. It was pain, brother. It was abandonment. It was suffering. But his focus was not on the now. He was on the after. And so while we face that thing, a feeling called joy, God has given us the ability to choose what we will do. And not pain in the adversary. We love to steer our focus off of the one who brings joy. And I got a tale this morning. It is a choice to rejoice. I said it is a choice to rejoice. We make a decision. Jesus made the decision to look beyond the now. To look beyond those that spat upon him. To look beyond those that left him. He looked to the joy. How can you go through this? Because I'm not looking at the now. I'm looking at the guaranteed outcome. Man, I'm telling you, feeling good right here. I want you to know. I got to getting into this a little bit, but y'all give me a few minutes here. You ready? Now watch. I'm gonna give you a little Bible right here. Hallelujah. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 2. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they put that in there.
Come on.
Oh, y'all. We are to what? He said, count it all joy. The Greek word used for count is simply a powerful word here because it's a command. Because joy is not the natural response to trouble. Oh, praise the Lord. If you get joy when you're in trouble, then talk to me after church. I want to know what you ate this morning. But when you go get the loan and the loan don't go through, don't act like we're happy.
Come on
now.
Right.
Brother Scotty, when we get the bad report, it's not joyful.
Right.
To get the diagnosis or the report.
Right.
We don't feel like skipping down the sidewalk.
Right.
Come on now.
Come on.
But listen, joy is not the natural response.
Right.
When things, come on, aren't going the way they need to go. And then you get over to Peter, and he says, wherein greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith may be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and the honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I wasn't feeling so joyful, but when I got to reading the word, I realized joy is a focus before it's a feeling. I don't feel like praising it right now. I don't feel like running right now. But you gotta learn to rejoice when you don't feel like rejoicing. I'm gonna preach what I preach to myself. Y'all hang tight right here. And then I got over to 1 Peter chapter 4. There's more.
Yes, God.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as some strange thing has happened unto you. Y'all know the next word is, but rejoice.
Rejoice.
Oh, hallelujah. This is difficult. Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings.
Come on.
Where did he suffer? On the cross.
Yeah.
But he showed us how to handle the time of pain and the time of suffering. You got to look beyond the now because there is a guaranteed outcome. Man, we was talking about before church. Amen. I'm telling you, we was just talking. And we got talking about we're in God's hands.
Yes, we are.
If you've been saying we're in his hands.
Right.
Remember the time he said he's got big hands.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, God's got big hands.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, listen, I want you to know but rejoice. Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. I'm telling you this morning, I feel like coming with just a little word. It's a choice to rejoice. Glory to God. There's a Lord. There's an enemy this morning that would love to strip us of the joy that's been provided on us to have. There's an enemy that would love to see us never be joyful. But I'll tell you, know why we're attacked? Because we're saved. And the devil hates us. And the devil would love to destroy us. But I'm telling you, there's something we can tap into. Amen. That we can override the devil's attack. And that's a little bit of joy. I'm going to tell you.
Hallelujah.
How many knows there's nothing that will destroy joy like comparing ourselves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could be like that. But I'm going to tell you, joy, if anything will strip joy, it's trying to compare ourselves with one another. Amen?
Yes.
To have real joy is a decision on what I'm going to focus on. And when we begin to focus on the good, when we begin to focus on what God has done,
yeah,
who God really is, and who God, oh, praise the Lord,
yes,
what God's going to do, how many knows there's joy that will begin to surface in our heart?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I've had to practice it on times I didn't feel like looking at all the times God moved. Come on, there's times that you just don't feel like doing that.
Right.
But Brother Jason, there's been times when I started doing that. And I earnestly and honestly, wholeheartedly, started thanking God for what He had done.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, all of a sudden, Brother Scotty, hey man, something began to boil on the inside a little bit.
Yeah.
And I began to feel that touch of heaven. Oh, glory to God. He was talking about praying. You got to pray the devil back. I'm going to tell you, it works. Amen. How many knows that joy and rejoice are cousin to each other?
Right.
They're related.
Yeah.
Amen. That word, I love word studies. That word rejoice simply means to feel or to show that you are happy about something.
Yes, God.
It means to experience joy and gladness in the highest degree. And biblically, it means a lasting emotion that comes from the choice to trust that God will fulfill His promises. Amen. It ain't happened yet, but I know God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Biblical joy is more than just a happy feeling. It's trusting that God will do what God said He would do. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 13. Hang tight. Here we go. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me read it one more time. I said the God of hope, that He fill you, you catch that, with all joy and peace in believing that He may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It is the will of God for us to experience joy in the highest degree.
Yeah.
According to Scripture.
Yes, God.
Yes. Amen. I'm telling you. Give you some more scripture right here. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
In the Lord always.
Always.
And again, I say, rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, man. And then you get over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, this long verse. It says, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Evermore.
Evermore.
Wow.
Yes, God.
The devil hates people that know how to rejoice.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Come on.
Amen. It's hard to get upset.
Come on.
When you're happy.
That's right.
Yes.
It's hard to get discouraged when you're happy.
Glory be to God.
It's hard to get depressed when you're happy.
Jesus.
So what do we do to get happy?
Come on. Bless
you, Lord. I was talking to myself, Brother Jason, when I dealt with this message, working it out.
Come on.
Lord, what do I do?
What do I do?
What do I do to have this joy?
Yes, God.
I'm reading it, but I ain't getting it. I'm reading it, but I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe just me. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I'm not done the little words that I hear. Rejoicing is an antidote for discouragement and depression. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And I looked up that word antidote. Don't everybody run at once.
Wow.
Okay? All right. That word antidote, this is the definition. A substance that stops the harmful effects of a poison.
Praise God.
Something that corrects or improves the bad effects of something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get this out here.
Hallelujah.
But God has gave us an antidote.
Yes, He has.
To stop the poison that the adversary tries to poison us with. He has given us something. Listen, it is the substance that pushes back sorrow and sadness and distress and misery and pain and hurt and disappointment.
Hallelujah.
child of God. And if you're not living a life of joy, then we are living a life of sorrow. And it's not God's will for us to live a life of sorrow. It's the will of God that we experience joy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Where God gives the oil of joy, He gives a garment of praise. Psalms 5 and 11 says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Somebody shall rejoice.
Rejoice.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Lord.
It says, let them ever shout for joy.
Ever shout.
Because thou defendest them.
Yes.
Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
Yes, God.
I'm going through these verses, putting this message together, and getting rebuked by the word of God and arguing with God. Amen. But all of a sudden, I begin to realize as a sinner that joy must be a focus first.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 32, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, start putting the word in here, and I'm going to tell you something. Something's going to start happening.
Yes, God.
You either got to move up to the word, or the word's going to lay on you long enough, and you're going to be like, oh, Lord, I got to do something about this. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I started doing something, and then I got over to the book of Habakkuk. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, although the fig shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat. Y'all getting this? The flock shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no herd in the stall. Y'all see, this is a dry day. It's a desert day. Nothing to eat. The animals are, come on, starving to death. Can't even keep up. Oh, praise the Lord.
Come on. Yes.
But verse 19, 18 says, but yet,
yes.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy. I looked at it and said, in other words, I will be happy.
Happy.
But things ain't looking good. The food's dried up. The fields are dry. The cattle, oh come on, are dying. But I'm not looking at them now. I'm looking at the outcome. I know it don't look good right now. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I tell you, listen, I believe that there is something here that God wants us to realize, that it is a choice. Amen. To rejoice. Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely and upright. The Bible said, for our hearts shall rejoice in Him, because we trust in His holy name. The Bible said, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. Weeping may endure for the night. Weeping may endure for the night. The joy comes in the morning. What am I trying to tell you? Amen. It may not be joyful right now, but joy is on the other side. Amen. Of the battle. I said joy is on the other side of the heartache. I said thank God for the joy that awaits us. Amen. For the joy. And for the joy that was set before Him. Endured the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
How did He do it? He endured it how? He looked to the guaranteed outcome.
Yes, Lord.
Where is this going to be coming?
Hey, buddy.
I got over to Acts chapter 5, Brother Tommy. Got down to verse number 41. Peter and John have been arrested. They've been beaten for doing the work of the Lord. And the Bible said they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, I need what they got, Lord. That's what I'm trying to tell them. I need what they have.
Yes, God.
I need it, Brother Earl. My response has not been right all the time.
Be to God.
Give me what I need. to respond with joy. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the last line. For the joy. Now listen, this is what brings it all together right here. You ready?
Yes.
Why don't the devil want you to have joy?
Come on, bro.
For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So if we don't have joy, we won't have strength.
Come on, brother.
So the enemy knows if we don't have joy, Brother Jason, then we become weak.
Bless him, Lord.
But if we learn how to have joy, there's strength.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm trying to preach here.
I feel better than I'm preaching, but I'm telling you something. The devil knows if we have joy, we will have strength. And if we have strength, we can whoop the devil. When you are strong, you can fight the devil better.
Right.
All praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
For the joy of the Lord, is your strength.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's important to find joy.
Lord, have your way, Lord.
That's why we go through life a lot of times not feeling joy.
Right.
Because the devil knows that joy is strength to the saint of God.
Come on. Yes.
You're right.
And he says, if I can strip them of their joy, I can strip them of the strength.
That's right, brother. Amen, brother. Come on.
But if he can't strip you of your joy, he can't strip you of your strength.
Thank you, Lord.
He couldn't strip Jesus. He couldn't strip Jesus of the joy that was set before him. Why? Because he had joy before joy ever came.
That's God.
And because he had joy, I know he was the Son of God. But listen, he endured some things.
Right.
He endured some pain. But he had strength because he had joy. I don't find joy in them nailing me to this cross, but I find joy in what's fixing to happen. The Bible said a merry heart in Proverbs doeth good like a medicine. But a broken spirit drying the bones. It's the word of God. Proverbs 12:25, heaviness is in the heart of man, maketh it to stoop. But a good word maketh it glad.
Yes, God.
Proverbs 15 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
Yes, God.
2 Corinthians chapter 7 says, therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. We were the more joyed. Because when Titus got here, he was so happy. Why? Because where he just come from, his spirit had been refreshed by the previous people he was with. Romans 15:32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Man, I'm about done. I'm hurrying. An old article I found here said November 15th, years ago, an article stated that laughter is the best medicine. They said it holds true when it comes to protecting your heart. They said, according to a study that was conducted by the University of Maryland in Baltimore, Dr. Michael Miller, who conducted the study, says that laughter releases chemicals into the bloodstream that relax blood vessels. They said, in addition, hearty laughter reduces blood pressure and heart rate. Dr. Miller interviewed 150 patients who had suffered heart troubles, and then he interviewed 150 who had not. And each patient was asked questions to measure the response in a typical day-to-day situation. And the results showed that individuals with heart problems were 40% less likely to respond with laughter. Wow.
Yes.
If you want to communicate with somebody around the globe, who speaks a different language, all you have to do is smile at
him. Smile at him.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You ever had somebody get mad at you and you just smile at them? Better not do it because it makes them madder. Laughter is a form of communication that the university realized.
Yes, God.
That was a university, Brother Jason. And we've got the Word of God. It's been here for way before the university ever got a hold of this. They didn't even know it. They're coming from a carnal perspective, but it was already in the Word of God. Psalm 16:11. In thy presence is fullness of
joy. Yes.
What I'm trying to say is,
in thy presence,
when we get in his presence,
yes,
wow, it is fullness of joy. All we got to do is get in his presence. When we get into the presence of the Holy Ghost, joy is in the middle of it too. He didn't just say joy. He said fullness of joy. Glory to God. Man, I'm telling you, listen. All right, I'm hurting. John 15:11. You know what Jesus said? He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That's what Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hang on, got another one here. Oh, praise the Lord. And Acts 8:39. Amen. Philip and the Ethiopian there. And when they were coming out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught him away. And the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 13. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Yes.
I'm hurrying. You know that little lady lost that coin? The Bible said when she found it, she called her friends and neighbors saying, rejoice with me.
Rejoice.
For I have found the peace which I have lost. Psalm 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. They said that Murdo McDonald, a prisoner of war in Germany, and he was a chaplain to the American soldiers. He told how he learned of the Normandy invasion. And they said early on D-Day, he was awakened, and he told a Scotsman in the British prisoner of war camp he wanted to see him. And McDonald ran to the barbed wire fence that separated the two camps. And the scout who was in touch with the BBC by Underground Railroad radio, he spoke two words in the Gaelic, and he said, they have come. And McDonald ran back to the American camp, and he spread the news, and he started telling all the soldiers that were held captive. He said, they have come. They have come. They have come. And they said this. Everyone knew that the Allied troops had landed at Normandy. And they said the reaction was incredible. Men began to jump. Men began to shout. And men began to hug one another. And they said men began to even roll on the ground. Outwardly, they were still captives. But inwardly, they were free. Tell somebody, hey, it is a choice to rejoice. I tell you what, Brother Scotty, I tell you, I don't know, but all I know is the same God that saved me is the same God that's with me, and he's the same God that achieved me. And I believe I'll just rejoice. Amen, anyhow. Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
Yes, yes,
God. Let me read that one more time. Rejoicing in hope. What is our hope? Our hope is in him. We go right back to the first part of that verse. Looking unto Jesus.
Yes, God.
He is our hope.
Amen.
Rejoicing in hope. Why? How do you know? I'm looking unto him. Yes. Listen, Chronicles 16:10. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. I've been up here too long.
Bless
I can't read all this.
Bless you, Lord.
Come on.
But I hate the devil.
Oh,
and there's been days I have felt my joy so low, and I felt my strength so low. There's days, y'all ever seen that picture of that little that little cat going into the prayer room, you know, and they say, like, before prayer, and then all of a sudden you after prayer, and he comes out with a big mane on, big lion.
Yeah.
There's been days I went into my prayer room and I didn't feel that joy. And I felt so puny. I felt so ineloquent. I felt like I couldn't even touch heaven. But I did what I knew I was supposed to do. I showed up for duty. And I started seeking the Lord. And I'm telling you, there's been times I prayed for a while. Brother Jason, I couldn't even bear it through. And there's been times I didn't even stay because I felt so defeated. But there's been times I girded my sword and I girded my armor and I just stayed there. And I praised God for all that he had done. And I'm going to tell you what God does. He'll come and show up. And I felt him start pouring joy back into me and strength. And brother, I'm telling you, there's been times I've come back out of this. I went in feeling weak, but I came out feeling strong. There's been times I went in there feeling like I was running from the devil. But there's been times I come back here. Where you at, devil? And I'm telling you, I feel my preaching right there. Somebody needs to realize that God's got joy for you. And I said it's a choice to rejoice. I said it's a choice to rejoice. Anybody in this house feel like making a choice to rejoice? You may not be on the other side yet, but I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to make the choice to rejoice. The devil knows that joy is your strength, and I refuse to allow him to steal my joy. I'm going to open these altars right here. I wonder if there's anybody right now that says, man, Lord, I want you to just pour that joy back in me. I'm going to rejoice before you even move. I'm going to rejoice before I even get to the other side of this. How do you do it? You got to look unto him, but you got to realize this. Joy is on the other side of this thing.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, that the world didn't give it.
Oh!
place. Something was pulling her heart. There was a stronger pull on the other side. Amen. All of a sudden, she went ahead and came. And really, I really don't know if she even came to really get saved. I thought she kind of came just to get people off her back. But in the middle of that, while she was down praying, the power of God fell down in there. And I'm telling you, got to where she couldn't help herself. She started squalling and bawling and started releasing that. And I'm telling you, I watched her stand up and start jumping up and down. Never saw her in that life. And she started laughing.
Yeah.
Yes, God.